Woman of Courage, written by J.H. Fletcher and read by Jennifer Valetic. Hilary Brand had slept for 6 hours and now, wearing a silk robe and with her hair tied back, was working at the little desk that was one of the built-in features of the cabin. Around her were the barely audible noises of the corporate jet, the whisper of the air conditioning, the hum of the twin engines propelling the Airbus southeast at 800 kilometres an hour, 30,000 feet above the earth. It was Thursday, 15th of January 2004, 5 o'clock in the morning Singapore time, and Hilary was on her way home to Sydney after 2 productive weeks in Asia. She had held positive meetings in Jakarta and Kuala Lumpur. Her address the previous Monday to mark the 4th anniversary of the founding of Singapore's Management University had been praised by Prime Minister Goh himself. Singapore spelt business, and on this occasion, her address to the university, but she had other reasons for heading to Southeast Asia every year. Co-director Martha Tan had been born in Singapore 32 years before. Her grandfather was shot on Punggol Beach in 1942, one of 70,000 Chinese civilians murdered by the Japanese 25th Army in the weeks after it occupied the island. Each year, Hilary accompanied Martha to the memorial at the Hong Lim Centre in Chinatown, joining the young woman in paying her respects to the man they had never known. This pilgrimage was public knowledge, but there was another ritual she had been careful to keep to herself. Only she and Martha knew of the minor heart attack she had suffered 4 years before, if a heart attack could ever be called minor. By chance, she had been in Singapore at the time and had been rushed to the nearby Mount Elizabeth Hospital. She had bounced back, as she always did, discharging herself after 2 days against the advice of the doctors because she felt fine and was too busy to lounge about in a private ward doing nothing. Nevertheless, she had been grateful for the hospital's timely assistance and had made a huge donation to buy additional equipment for its coronary care unit. Ever since that episode, she'd arranged an annual checkup at the same hospital. As Martha never failed to point out, she could have done it more simply in Sydney, but Hilary was having none of that. "They were in at the beginning," she said, repeating the joke she made every year. "Seems only fair they should be in at the death." Death was not on her agenda, but privacy was. "I am not Haskins Gould," she said. Once her greatest mate, Haskins had for years been her greatest enemy. "He loves the limelight. I don't." Maybe so, but she was one of the most famous women in Australia. Have a checkup in a Sydney hospital and the media would be on it in a flash. Next thing, the world would be told she was dying. What that would do to the corporation's share price, she refused to contemplate.